Capital 263.
Okay, so guys, to start off this week, we're starting a GoFundMe for Skittles. She's not feeling well, out of running flu plus many other diseases. So this is a public service announcement to everyone and anyone who can help us.
Are you serious right now?
Do you know we're always starting GoFundMe pages for Skittles because the last time we wanted someone to take her out for food.
Yeah, there was a GoFundMe pages.
Exactly.
Like, really, guys?
But
like,
no.
Shame. Can I take you?
Guys, wasn't there a chick on Twitter who was like,
I don't think so. And actually, funny enough, that girl.
I haven't finished my PSA.
What's a PSA?
A public service announcement. Guys, you have to appeal to the, you know, to the emotion in people. Yeah. So I was saying to everyone out there, and this is tooling over, but you can always DM me or DM Miri or DM Skittles. Oh, no.
Apparently, no. Apparently, to
why,
me, it can't
why are
happen.
People DMing me?
To give us the money, guys, Skittles, we'll turn to India for a checkup.
What makes them sure that you two won't eat the money?
Sure, it's a Sunday. We don't lie on a Sunday. Lie on a Sunday. So, to anyone and everyone, we're appealing, guys. This is very serious. Skittles are now under Kuroko Mama, so please, she has to go
guys,
to India.
Did anyone even ask me if I wanted to go?
Kuroko Mama's.
Yeah.
The guy did.
There was this guy who said Skittles. They
we don't know
Mama's.
If it's a guy or not.
And you said you didn't mind if it was a girl.
I actually never said that.
You did.
What?
In the last podcast we recorded together 2 weeks ago.
Maybe it's a girl's like, yeah.
And then you're like,
yeah,
I don't mind.
Wow. Yeah.
You see, she's suffering from amnesia. That's why we need your money.
Exactly. So, guys, Skittles has to go to India. So, to get our money.
I hate you guys.
Why?
Oh, my God.
You know, we haven't even introduced the show.
Okay.
Because of you guys.
Okay, so PSA Yapira, guys.
You can introduce the show now.
What up?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Skittles.
Skittles with the good hair.
Skittles with the good hair.
Yeah.
Apparently now that's my name. I don't think I have good hair. Long hair.
No, but you said you love it.
Yeah, I love my hair.
No, I mean the name.
Which one?
Skittles with the good hair.
Yeah. Remember my half-hearted yes and no's?
Yeah, those ones.
Wow.
Those ones.
In DAM, you are making progress.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Miri, how are you?
Hey, Skittles.
I'm fine.
You good? I actually hadn't asked you how are you. You know, people have a habit of doing that.
Yeah, of saying.
Where
know,
someone's like, hi, how are you?
And then you're like, I'm fine.
I almost told someone that the other day. I'm like, hi. She's like, I'm fine. I'm like,
no, I did not say, how are you? I don't care.
It's just inborn in us, guys.
No.
Like, you just expect it.
No.
When someone says hi, the next thing they're going to ask is, how are you?
What if it's Mariam?
So you're going to ask, how are you?
No. I think it's in the same vein as if you go to a restaurant and your waiter is asking you, so how's your meal? Oh, it's fine, thanks. And yours?
Ah.
Oh.
Apparently people say that. So many people say that people have tweeted about it so many times.
Wow. Serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys are weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's called being black.
It's not.
It is.
I don't think so.
I think it's just... No, I don't think it's a black thing. I think it's just a thing.
It's just normal for most people.
I don't think white people do that. I stand corrected.
You never know. Unless
if
you have white friends and you hang out with them
and
in that kind of situation.
You know white friends are dangerous, guys.
How are they dangerous?
Let me keep quiet. Just, I'm a racist.
I was about to go there.
I'm not a racist.
Mark, how are you?
Are you? Because we have not even asked you.
How are you, Mark?
You are here. Just...
I am fine. It's a Sunday. Then I will church.
Did you really?
Yeah, I go to church very short.
Which church do you go to?
Catholic. Yeah? Catholic doesn't care.
Really?
Yeah.
I think people are going to see what Mark is wearing when you post the photo on Twitter. And I'm sure a whole lot of people are going to be judging you.
Guys, what's more important is what's in my heart, not what's on the outside.
Mark literally looks like he's just come from playing a game of basketball.
I can't even
with, like,
believe
sneakers.
No.
They don't change it like a dice. So. Anyway, I'm fine. It's been a long week.
How's been your week, Mark?
Know that, right?
Oh, yeah. You guys, I always see you touring on Twitter.
Imagine.
Mark starts every day.
No, the thing is, Skittles hates Migos. We all know that. So, yeah.
That's the Migos are cool.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mimi.
You know that song,
Weird and Weirder.
So, yeah. So I have Migos ringtone. Can someone call me?
No. We're not going to call you.
Come on.
No.
I just want to play it on A. Then people hear my small.
You know, you could just literally just play the song. No, instead right? of having just someone play dial your song. Number and call you.
I don't think I have it.
But it's Mark, your ringtone.
Really?
Okay, Skittles, let's keep it moving, girl. Like, Mark is
while you look for that, let's get to about a week ago, because this is going to take a while.
It really is. Mark is very technologically inadept.
Yeah. About a week ago, Someone wants to take my cap.
But yeah, I'm not changing.
No. Mark, your ringtone sucks. That's what I want to say before we get into hashtags. No.
Why?
What's this about a week ago, I mean? Because I hate
so
Migos.
Nice that, you know,
that I forgot what I'm supposed to
exactly.
say.
Exactly.
Anyway, now about a week ago, you tell us about the Chamisa issue. Because I don't
you
know.
Are stupid.
No, but you didn't he stupid. Say, no, guys, but he didn't say you're stupid in isolation. He said it was stupid and irresponsible.
So
yes,
now, where is
stupid.
The you are stupid coming from?
From and, that.
And this role, even like I'm a champ, so one. You are stupid
and irresponsible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. And this is people, hey?
Yay.
Yeah. And he said this in public. They said, like, I'm a champ, so one. But I don't know what he said. But all I remember was he said, stupid and irresponsible. And then when was it? Was it on Friday?
Wasn't he talking? Oh.
Then on Friday, Vafek apologized by tweet.
And he said, I'm sorry.
Yes. And I'm like, nah, dude. Go back to way to the same place where you said stupid.
So that it's seen by
yes,
everybody.
Exactly. Don't come on. Because writing on Twitter, go in person and say it again.
When he said
and
that.
Did you
yeah.
march, first of all?
I didn't march.
Exactly.
I didn't vote. But I feel sorry for those
yeah,
who
Yeah, you people are the problem. You.
No, listen.
Why didn't you vote?
Because, you see, how can I vote for someone who's going to say I'm stupid and irresponsible?
Or couldn't you find a candidate to just pick out of those?
I had. But wow.
So but anyway, what?
No. We are still on this issue. Why? Explain yourself. Seriously. Why?
No, do you know what? Okay, I feel... Okay, Mark. Maybe what Mark is trying to say is...
Hey,
yeah,
rescue him.
Yes, I'm, because he's digging himself into a deeper hole.
No, I'm not.
When yes, he said are. When he said people are stupid and irresponsible for marching, I feel that was a bit unfair because technically he sort of... incited quote unquote people to actually go on the streets and
yeah,
do the things
I remember that.
by prematurely or by
yes prematurely saying
by prematurely basically saying that, you know, we've got all the votes and whatever and whatever whatever, and obviously because what was being announced by Zeke didn't match what he was
and
saying,
then everyone was like
so
no.
everyone was like no they started like trickling into the streets. So it was a bit harsh for him to say that. And as much as it was irresponsible, yes, he did say that it was irresponsible, which it was very irresponsible. But at the same time, he... So, I mean...
Yeah, these are your politicians.
Yeah,
guys.
So I feel like he really... If he wanted to make a statement about it, he should have really been treading lightly instead of blatantly saying that and lambasting the public for doing what they did.
You hope one day he's going to be your president.
Sha, you know what? As much as some people like him, he has a habit of just being off.
Yeah, he goes on some tangent sometimes.
Yeah,
like
I really wonder who is actually who's his, what do they call those
PR
people?
Person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They really need to tell him no, some of these things don't do that.
He's not a politician. No offense to Triple C and these people, but he's not a politician.
So what do you think he is?
Let me keep quiet. My Triple C is not yet for version.
He's my Triple C.
He's my Triple C.
Yeah, but I mean, hey.
No, but
seriously,
I'm not gonna watch you guys because I'm like, look at the people then voted for you, hoping that you can bring some sort of change into their lives, and then after that you go on and say something like that. That's painful. I was pained, I won't lie.
And you didn't even vote, Mark.
Yeah, but also the thing is, I feel like, you know what, whatever happens in those political circles,
Don't pay attention to it.
You shouldn't be so emotionally vested in it.
This is me, like,
because
right
it's politics at the end of the day. You don't know what's going to happen in those offices. You know, naningi weba kuona mwetanga utukana and everything because of these politicians. And look at us here on a Sunday afternoon discussing, hey, oh my gosh, I was so hit. Hey, Janin.
He doesn't even care about that.
Exactly. And yet he's there in his Fortuna driving around. You know, like, guys, just do you, okay?
Exactly. Yeah.
Just do you. Yeah, you need to know what's going on. But at the end of the day, you know what? Life is moving and you just have to try and look out for your own.
It evolved. Chagara iri kumafura mhepa kwedu tichi yembani ainogara mbani by the way so yeah chagara iri kumba
yeah
it's
really
fine.
You don't have to out yourself like that.
Charama tiri mbani kwedu.
Anyway, the next thing, if you want this, caught my attention. If you want your deal with the RBZ to be processed, just go with your Ferrari at the president's office and you'll get your deal processed. That's what Frank Wayanga did.
Really?
Yeah.
Ferrari.
What deal was he trying
He
to
wanted
do?
To do procurement for pharmaceuticals, fuel, Janin, the rest of the things that we can. Frank Buyang.
He's a businessman, yeah.
Very rich, so very everything. Yeah.
You
don't know him?
Nah, I don't.
The one who got. Which car did he import?
Don't tell me he's the Bugatti guy. No.
He is, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like the Veyron.
Yes. Because there were two Veyrons,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
There was the one for the South African businessman, I still remember, and then there's his.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's got a Ferrari too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, guys, look, Rwanda takes swipe.
What are you talking about all this?
Sorry. So
I'm finished.
I know this is like an offside.
Off topic.
I was.
Do you know how you teach like, this magma off topic primary?
Yeah,
you,
this is you right now.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Why your mark out of 10? Like out of 20?
Yeah.
Then like Zonzi, Wapu are 5 out of 10 and 5 out of 20. Then Zonzi divided by 2 minus 1. It's like a 5.
Essentially, that's like 0.
Yeah. That's exactly. This so is you, 0.
0 out of 20.
No, do you know what? I was, okay, I'd got a notification and on Zimvine, because I'm on Zimvine on Facebook.
Mm.
And someone was like, good afternoon, or any travel agents out there accepting swipe for our flights. So there was like Premier Travel, da 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 da. And then someone was like, no, Rwandair takes swipe. I'm like, oh, look at that.
What?
Rwandair.
Oh, you could
Rwanda. Really? Yeah, you see, this is a public service. This is now a real public service announcement, y'all. If y'all want to fly out here.
It depends. Like, there's that.
Yeah,
thing.
There's that element, but I mean.
Doesn't FastJet take swipe as well?
They yeah, but the limited routes, Vic Falls, Joburg.
Yeah.
That's
I don't
it.
Know if they're still flying to 10.
Who flies anyway?
Who flies?
I've got my broom. I'm good.
Just because you're poor.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I've got my broom. So I'm sorted. I use my
you see, that is just poor talking like that.
Are you ugly? You are just broke.
Okay, so, are we going back to the Frank Bianca thing?
Yeah, we are.
Since I had gone on the tangent.
Hey, tell us.
Like, you just went, I actually don't want to talk. Wait, so basically what he did was he just arrived there on a private. He set up a private meeting on the 9th.
Okay. At his house?
No, not at his.
At the Monument Harbor office. Yeah.
And then he said, you guys, you're not processing my... They actually sent a letter to the Arabs saying we can help you out with what? With the forest allocation of pharmaceuticals and, well, drugs, cooking oil, the rest.
So he's the one who's helping with the forex to bring in pharmaceuticals and stuff. Is that why the government is now saying with the pharmacies that are charging US dollars, watch out?
No, that is different. What's happening there is there are like companies like NatPharm, right?
Okay, yeah. Need one eye.
Oh, I know.
Imagine.
I
yes.
Know.
There are companies like NatPharm, Debt Labs, and the other one, I don't remember.
Mm.
Those three and CAPS.
Yeah.
Those three are Zimbabwean, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
They're saying that when these pharmacies, like the retail pharmacies, come to us.
Yeah.
They swipe and they get their what?
Their drugs.
Their drugs. Mm. But then they're asking people to pay in US dollars, so it doesn't make sense. There's no correlation.
Okay. No, but then obviously when people go buy their medication, they're not only buying local drugs.
That's the thing. They were say what they're trying to say is the three. The drugs given, like given to them by these three,
should be charged in
exactly, but then they don't want.
Oh, okay.
So that's where the problem is.
Okay.
Then there are other drugs like the.
But
I think
ones from a business point of view, I mean, they're obviously trying to cover their own.
I'm not about anything another forex is.
Dude, it doesn't make sense.
They're also trying to cover their costs.
What are you trying to cover?
And again, we're in a season where people are trying to profiteer and make as much money as they can out of what's going on.
Okay, that I can agree with. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking that's happening, because there is no way that you're going to swipe at
and then sell in US dollars
and you,
for
probably,
that particular drug.
It doesn't make sense to me. Because right now I'm supposed to buy one thing I'm actually supposed to buy. It's actually manufactured here. Yeah, but I'm paying in US dollars.
KFC akavura and bucket to $70.
Can we not even talk about that? Because that is just depressing.
That is just sad.
Ah, that is depressing. I cannot even believe what type of chickens are they using there.
It's through Vakuyusa. Zaka kurandege. Zinema passport, zinema visa, chichi. Plus, if you eat them, nasika mangwana you just regurgitate. Yeah? Yeah, is that the word?
But I feel like people who increase their prices exorbitantly like KFC has done, I don't know what their plan is in life. Because obviously their sales... No, because obviously their sales are going to go down. And then they're gonna be forced. Either they're gonna be forced to sell at proper prices.
It's not
prices.
Funny to find that you find someone going by KFC and you know take a baguette to $70.
You will find somebody doing that.
Hey, I work. But I wanna go and do okay.
Yeah, they are less.
And also it's a preference thing. How many people who have that kind of money want to buy a bucket from KFC? Why would they? Why wouldn't they go to freaking Vic 22 for supper?
At least it could be Victory.
22. At least we can just compare with chicken
in. Leak, yes. Just like eating leak, chicken.
Yeah. 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 That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I think people. Okay,
actually, Nando's
I know
is
this
far
is,
better.
I know this is a generalization, but I think people who have money generally don't go for fast food. They would rather go to a proper restaurant. Vana Vic 22, Vana Amanzi, Vana Casamia is not even that expensive, but I'm just saying. They'd rather have restaurant type food. When I fast food, dunked wings and whatever, they can make them at home. They can get a personal chef and do that or something.
Inzo and the personal chef.
No chef.
Last time was your personal assistant, eh? Last time we were talking of personal assistants.
No?
Now we've got personal chefs.
That is actually a real thing. It's a real thing.
I heard
I know a couple of people who actually have personal chefs.
Wow.
Yeah, people are not poor in Zimbabwe.
Yeah. So just because you can't afford your KFC, doesn't mean the next they can get personalized KFC in their kitchen.
Life is good.
Boom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
I think I need a personalized retailer.
What?
Someone who just makes my weed, you know. Oh, by the way, I don't smoke, guys. Hey.
That's such a waste of money, though.
I don't smoke.
Weed, ka?
Yeah. No, like...
What?
The personalized thing.
Oh, no, he knows what I smoke, so yeah.
Oh, you said you don't smoke weed.
Self-actualization.
You said you don't smoke, but
yeah,
you just
I
said...
I
so why are you saying he knows
so why
what
do
I
you
smoke?
Need,
no, I mean in another world. In a separate
so
country.
So why?
No, I was just saying, guys.
Mark, there's no smoke without fire.
Like, you can't just
leave it.
Say that.
Obviously, why not? There's something.
Why not? I'm crazy like that. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway, moving on. I'm quiet about this whole weed thing. You know my issues with it.
What?
Let's not go there. Guerra Town Council did the most.
Oh, yes. I saw that.
Do you know when I first heard that, I was like, what?
Yeah, background. So these guys wanted to borrow 10 million for a new water infrastructure. And they're actually using the right terms. Mm-hmm. But these German engineers from Germany said, you know what?
I thought you were going to say German engineers from Netherlands or something like that.
No. Why would I do that?
I don't know. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, they said, you know what? We are very interested in this because 10 million to actually, like, do everything again, start from zero. It's a lot. Let's come and we'll come. We'll look at your system and see what. And then you get to decide what's happening. Mm-hmm. One thing later another, they did that and, yeah, they found that a tap. Evolve. My darlings. Evolve.
Mm-hmm. Of all the things.
Was stopping water from flowing. Do you know how embarrassed I am? About that?
I was so embarrassed when I heard that story.
We are woke, but we're dumb.
You know what? One thing I ask myself is, what on earth do we not have engineers that know what they're doing?
Because I believe that we have too much of theory. You know, the practical side is not that strong.
So you think the universities are basically,
honest, at the moment,
like
yes,
teaching.
At the moment, our universities are
theoretical instead of practical.
Yeah, they're in it for the money as well. It's just money that's flowing in. And but to be honest, so this is one who very, like, you know, who are actually very good at what they do, guys. I don't think our universities are at the.
Sure.
I think, okay, well, I remember the next day after they had made that news story about the Gweru engineers and the German engineers and stuff, I was listening to ZFM, and they called the mayor.
Mm.
Because apparently the mayor gave up his car. They were supposed to give him like a 16,000 Merc or something. And then he's like, ah, no, you know, we can use the money for something else. And then they asked him, Kutiko, you know, why did you guys call the German engineers? You spend money on flying them for them
when
to just turn on a valve. Like, what's going on with that? And then he was like, no, you know what? The story got distorted when it was reported, because what actually happened was that we had recommended that we have a complete overhaul of the system because it was really bad. And they were saying, the German engineers, they should actually rehabilitate it and whatnot. So that's what happened. It wasn't necessarily a switch that was being turned on, but it was more of us then rehabilitating the item. But my question from all of this,
I actually have a question too, because
over and above this, when I read the news article, they were saying that they spent $60,000 flying the Germans to Zim,
you know,
and back.
60 grand.
So my question is, how many German engineers are there? How much are air tickets from here to Germany and back? And 60,000, and it can't 60,000.
That's a lot.
I think it's a lot of money.
I
really feel that.
So you think someone there just decided to take the money for themselves?
At most, those guys, I think they needed maybe 10 grand. Or 10,000.
Okay, let's give them 20, guys.
Unless if these were private engineers and they were being paid.
Well, okay, unless 60,000 actually included them being paid for their services. All right.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you never know.
They're private.
We are going to defend them, but I doubt it, guys. Like, knowing Zimbabwe, I think about.
You know, like, I want to be Forex, Sancho.
Yeah, go about that.
Amanda, where are people getting this Forex? Ah, guys, now we know Forex. Schedules, go Forex.
I don't have money. I can't even buy my medication. What are you talking about?
That's why you wanted to watch Mandram is on
the
public service announcement.
GoFundMe for Skittles.
Yes. So, guys, the GoFundMe is still there. You can DM Miri or me about that, and we'll give you more details for that. So, yeah, Skittles, we'll thank us later for this.
Okay, it's fine. And then, on a sad note, there's been a couple of accidents.
Too many.
A lot of accidents.
And there's also, I think four so far that I've counted.
There were.
Because there's one I saw in the morning as well.
You go watching on it?
No. Yeah, that's another one I don't know about.
Yeah, well, apparently, along Chinoy Roads, there was an accident. You wonder if it's.
When? Today? Yesterday?
And the one I heard was
so
for.
There was the Resape one, which was really big. That was like 50 people. And, you know, it's so heartbreaking with this one because every other day I'm seeing people posting, you know, this is Ningi's baby. The mom was killed in the Resape bus accident.
Shame,
like, it's just horrible. So there's that one. There's the Rutenga train derailment, which happened, I think, yesterday, day before yesterday, where the train just sort of went off the tracks and just
Yeah,
it's November, just, guys. It's
and
November.
Then bus fire killed 40 people. This one was the gas tank exploded. And I think for this one, the lesson is that people, please don't carry around gas.
Dude, did you know what happened to me when I was coming to town?
It was hot. What happened?
There was someone with a gas tank in
the combi.
The car was in. So right, like there's a time, I don't know what happened. There was, I think the gas tank actually moved and hit the wall of the car. Like I just turned.
But did you know that it won't ignite, right?
It won't. Yeah,
but because of that, I am now so fearful of gas tanks. I don't even want to see one. Even in my home, but I have to use it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Just be safe.
Yeah, it's about being safe. And safe. Ish. Yeah, oh, that one was safe. Really sad. And then Bulawayo train derailment. Oh, another one.
Yeah.
Bulawayo train derailment. Another train that just went on its side.
Well, at least with the whew. Train derailments, no one died. Well, yeah.
I didn't hear anything
just,
as well.
The property.
And then the
Pilo hospital. The doctor's hostel.
As the trains are doing a Malede challenge.
Ah. But guys, what is wrong with people?
Wow. Just wow. Oh my gosh. So it's going choo 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 choo.
Exactly. That is what happened with the trains.
I didn't want to laugh, but that is actually.
No, at least no one died. No, yeah. So we can laugh about it.
Yeah, but there's just so many. Like,
but then, what is going on, guys?
It's a crazy world, eh? It's a very crazy world.
Yeah, people were saying it's November. November, yeah. I got it.
No, it's Bob, Uncle Bob, guys. Name me.
Okay, you are bringing another spin to it.
The return of
spin doctor.
Uncle Bob.
Spin doctor,
like.
The return of Uncle Bob.
Because we have removed him from power.
Yes.
But then it's
paying.
Not exactly the.
You're paying for all your sins. I mean,
okay,
girls are clever.
It's actually kind
lucky
of.
For, lucky for us who did in March. Hey, I feel like people are going to hate me for this. Anyway, my nyarar.
I also didn't march. So,
but you voted.
Yeah, I did vote.
That's the difference.
Really, guys?
There is a very big difference between me and you, Mark.
Really? Yes,
I did march because I wasn't going to. In fact, my aunt said no. I was like, you need to sit down.
So when you asthma, I couldn't get asthma attack. I got to be march. Skin was still going to go to my feet. Oh, too soon. Sorry.
You know what, Mark?
Sorry, Rumi.
Yeah, so. You are becoming a problem.
Maybe Skittles na mag shichiri je podcast there. Just inini na ngo innocent bystander pana pana ngo ya.
Taranya. I'm
just a silent observer.
You're not standing waka gara sha.
I'm here. All right. Ndanga gara ngo bana.
What is it?
Ah, bana.
You sure?
I'm sure. I see the subs in tweets.
Oh, okay. No gara.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're
all
moving on.
All is fair in love and in war.
Yo.
All is fair in love and in war.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, Skittles, what's up next?
Yeah, hashtags on .coms. Because we're done. I think we're done. Yeah. Do you have anything else to add?
Oh, Ginimbi. I don't want to talk about Ginimbi.
Nah. I ended up not wanting to talk about that because at the end of the day,
well,
if you evade your taxes, you get arrested. That's all I have to say.
But like, to be honest though, I didn't know that tax evasion was a thing in Zim. I won't lie.
Anyway, that's why there is Zimra. Okay.
Okay, what tax was he evading?
Exactly. I have no idea. They just said tax evasion, money laundering, and I don't know.
But the whole money laundering, didn't I say this though?
Like,
haven't
you know,
I been
when
saying
I saw,
this
when
though?
When I saw it, I was like,
haven't I been saying though?
I actually laughed.
Kubakubichi. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. With the tax, which tax is it? Because I'm sure for like VAT, they'll obviously
Sankai
catch him.
Hey,
don't front guy, Sankai.
Sankai, seriously, if you go to Sankai one of these days.
To beta experiment.
Guys, I haven't even stepped into a club in my life. Okay?
Really?
So,
Hey.
Don't you know?
Wow.
I have never.
Serious?
Never.
Can we change that?
No.
Why not?
I don't want.
Just for the fun of it.
No.
Me will.
But why do you want to take me to a club, though? What?
Ungo to kafa ungo. Ah, ndaga mpufinda home club.
Like, it just doesn't appeal to me.
Well, you're afraid that people will start pulling your hair. It's fine.
Not even. I just don't.
Mark, how?
Like, how?
Okay, you know what? They came out wrong.
How?
Anyway, like
you should never apologize on this.
Today is a Sunday, guys. And I end up changing, yeah, like sure. I said. Yeah.
That explains the outfit, because when you look
at it's a lot, yeah. Mark. We can't.
Yo.
Okay, fine. That we are guys.
But yeah, but anyway.
Pay me for Skittles, man. Go fund me, guys. You, I think I'm going to.
Can you stop doing that? Okay.
Skittles. What's in hashtags and .coms?
Let's go.
Wait. We have to pause.
Okay. All right.
I know I should not be recording this, but I had to.
Okay, then pause it.
Mm-hmm. Right, on hashtags and .coms. So there's something called the whistle movement. Last week, there were like two murders.
Yeah.
Yeah, two women were murdered. One in her own home and the other. Yeah. And then the other one was like got into a taxi, right? Somewhere else.
Yeah.
Then the other lady got assaulted and she was left for dead on the side of the road. And then.
Depression in my room, you want to? Not saying that is wrong, it's okay,
seems like there is something going on where women are targeted. And
it's November, guys.
But, Mark, can I please ask you something?
Yes, Kittles.
With your November theory, yes. There is so much bad stuff happening. Yeah? You can't tell me that it's November.
It's November.
I feel like women are being targeted, but these specific cases, I feel like there's something about them.
Like the other one. Of the one who was like
the taxi one.
The taxi one. I'm not too sure what happened there, but the one who was invaded in the house.
Yeah,
it seems like she had actually invited the person in or something like that.
Someone that she
allegedly.
Yeah.
You never know because of journalism. That goes haywire in Zimbabwe, but it seems like there's a. I don't know if it's a connection or. There's always a story behind a story. That's what I
feel.
Not
like
saying they are responsible for it, but
I'm pretty sure. I feel like that these murders have some sort of motive that's more than material. Like, for example, the girl that got into the taxi and then got killed.
Mm.
I mean, if the guys wanted to steal from her, they could have just told her to get out. They didn't have to kill her. And I feel like, From what I hear, there was motive, because there's no way that you could kill a person for
40 parts.
Just
happens.
I guess. Actually, yes, it does happen.
It does happen.
Because I remember when I went home, my mom was telling me the story that came out of the Manika Post where this boy, actually it happened in Harare. The guy was actually from Churchill.
Mm.
Who almost got killed.
I remember that story.
And then they were actually arguing.
Before they killed him.
Yeah.
And then
in the trunk of the boot.
And then he managed to escape from the car. And then he walked. And then was sang under the brother. And then eventually made it home. Imagine.
When I talk to plan,
I'm scared.
People have planned which I
want the good
Someone, they were about to cut him up.
Skittles, can we make a wig out of your hair?
Wow.
No,
so I guess it also happens.
Can we stop?
It also happens that people do want to kill people for rituals. And
yeah,
stuff.
It does happen,
but I'm sure the cases are rare. But still, it's just
it's sad.
It's really terrible.
The scary thing is, imagine like maybe some of us would then use public transport.
One day people did say that to me. Like I was in this combi, there were two women and then two guys, right? So at that time, it was now virtually empty when I was getting to my stop. And then they, because I was so quiet in that combi because I was listening to my headphones. And then the driver was like, why were you so quiet? Were you scared? Because it seems like you were scared. And I was not. But it just got to me. I was like, oh, shit. I was supposed to be scared. But I was like, you never think about it until something like this.
Because even my stop, where I drop off, it's like maybe 200 meters from home. And over the years, there's been, you know, stories of Anonobatwa, like, on the
interview.
And funny, every time I drop off, the people like, Mkoma, mdakuburu gira baba noba. And we're like, guys, can you just stop?
I literally have no choice, though.
Exactly.
You know, I'm like, can you please stop? You know, so, yeah, yo, it's scary,
guys. It's really scary. I think the best thing is just to be very vigilant.
And yeah, so these guys...
Just pray that you don't come across it.
Yeah.
But anyway, we don't listen, to be honest.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we Some of us don't. I am one of those people. I am one of those people, and I need to just...
Chill.
Yeah.
Yo, he'll be taken for a wig one day.
It was Peruvian.
Peruvian here from Zimbabwe.
It was virgin hair. I can't even today. As if Miri and Mark are the worst people because they come here and just throw jokes at me and I do not reply.
Okay, Skittles, it's okay. Sorry. Chiti yebo.
I will not say nothing. I'm gonna revenge her today. I'm gonna maybe next week. I'm gonna revenge.
Skittles good. Veggie.
Let me talk. Okay.
Okay.
So the whistle movement. Apparently, these guys came up with an idea to, you know, where they said ladies in their neighborhood should wear a whistle around their neck, right? Okay. So that anytime they are in danger or feel unsafe. They blow the whistle and...
Which whistle is being blown now?
Why do you always make everything so weird?
So what? Huh? So what?
What is wrong with you?
Kundadi.
We can't have this. No.
Okay, fine. Sorry.
Thank you.
Nice. Kitos na mark. Shumro tite show.
I can't do anything because do you want me to ignore
him? We have things to do. Please, can we keep it moving?
Yo!
In line with that.
Oh my gosh. There is a trending hashtag. I don't even know if it's a hashtag, but it's a topic.
Blow
I love your Zim accent.
Blow my whistle.
Yeah, Dexter. I actually watched the original, video and I was like, oh.
Do you know what? I actually love.
I didn't.
What do you mean you didn't?
I didn't watch the original video.
I watched it back in the day and I remember that.
That particular episode where he said something in French.
Omelette du
fromage. And she's like, oh my gosh, I love your French. Say it again. Omelette du fromage.
And what does it mean? Because fromage in French
is cheese omelette.
Basically,
omelette du fromage.
It was a silly episode.
It was.
I was never a fan of Dexter's fan.
Why not?
Nah, Andy Boer.
So what did you watch?
Rupert the Bear. Yeah.
That was boring.
No, Rupert was nice.
Clearly, you had a boring childhood.
Wow.
I'm not in the firing end.
Is Gossip Girl boring?
Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
No.
Yes,
it is.
You never watched it, kid.
So I watched one episode and I slept.
Oh, please.
Anyway.
Hey, Dexter's, with Dexter's accent, then don't say it or don't do it.
Yeah, don't say it. Ans na when I become a parent and it's 8 o'clock and the kid gets the remote, my head will be like, don't say it.
News is the worst sometimes. I know.
I think it's standard procedure in every household.
Why do our parents love news so much?
Because I guess it comes with the age. This is me just saying that.
It's like it gets them high. You know?
You know what? When you're a child, you watch cartoons. When you're a teenager, I don't know what to watch.
When you're grown up, you watch the news.
It's just the age.
It is. That's why advertising space during news hour is sold at a premium. And that's why every single company wants to be on the news hour. Which is kind of... I think it's sometimes it's actually counterproductive. But that's a discussion for another day.
Honestly, because...
Because, okay.
Say it, because I want to hear what you want to say.
It's counterproductive to have... To target that prime spot because there's so many other advertisers who want that spot. So that spot then becomes very crowded. And just people can just miss air. You'll drown you. Especially if your ad is not very appealing. People will ignore it.
I don't think there's an appealing ad in Zimbabwe. Is there? I doubt
so
that.
Far, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Not really.
The only ones that are appealing are the ones from back in the day.
Oh, those yeah.
Those were long.
And they were long, but they were apparently very good.
Yeah, I know.
But Angwerewere Sads are...
Yeah, and you still remember them. That's just...
Sanjim. And Buttercup. Remember the Buttercup, the school one, where they said, We want Buttercup.
Yeah. Sanjim. Okay. What was that game? Tiroa Fanta.
Yeah.
So are we saying advertising companies are just...
Yeah, Anamiri. Culprits. Miri.
I'm sorry to say.
Wow.
Someone said it, okay?
Miri and company.
And I am going to defend that. And
yeah,
say,
please
listen,
defend it and
okay,
let's hear.
There are a lot of issues that are at play. First of all, it's your budget. How much money do you have to spend on advertising on TV? Second of all, a lot of clients are very conservative. And if you come out... Yeah, because I'm saying advertising agencies, it's not that we're not creative. We are very creative. It's just that sometimes our out-of-the-box thinking doesn't align to what client beliefs should be in... Mark.
Okay, fine.
Are you...
Okay,
please,
sorry,
hush chat. Okay. Sometimes our thinking out-of-the-box creativity doesn't align with what they think their brand is, and they decide to then, you know,
do just
an NJ advert, right?
Okay.
So they'll be like, no, it'd be too controversial. We can't be associated with such, and then da-da-da-da-da. So there's that as well. And then, what else? There are a lot of factors.
Okay, my question was, so how much do you need to make, like, a dope advert? How much should I have?
Well, obviously, you have to have the budget for the creative.
Yes, how much is
right?
that?
I'm not going to tell you that now.
Okay, fine.
Now.
Estimate. Range.
10,000.
Range.
5,000.
Because you could have 5,000 on production and it's a silly ad. It has to be depending on the concept. And guys, you can't, this isn't going to KFC and saying, I want a bucket for $70, right? This conceptualization, this is brainstorming, this is, you know, after brainstorming, coming up with the concept, this is then doing a dry run pilot of the concept. This is then, it's a lot of time, a lot of hours, and because of those hours that get charged, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it also depends on what you want to achieve from this advert.
Without
thinking, is it a promotion? Is it awareness? Company X has a good ad. Type of thing. So it's one of those. You have to know what you're doing it for. I can't say you need a $10,000 budget because you could have $10,000 and then horrible advert.
So guys, today's Stay Woke episode was brought to you by
Miri. Exactly, because that was just
advertising technocrat.
You just took it everywhere. I can't.
So yeah, Stay Woke. Represented by Miri, minus the cupcakes.
Thank you.
That's last time I told you, so there's no cupcakes for you this time.
You were the one who was talking a lot. Naachi.
Exactly. Guys, I feel like I'm just being blamed for everything now.
Yeah, well, I might as well do that.
I should just go to the streets and start marching. 1 year anniversary.
Anyway, so on Facebook, there's this thing which happened. This very famous journalist announced that he has two wives, right? Mm-hmm. And people were up in arms.
Against you?
Yeah. I don't know why people caught feelings. Because it's...
Because we're Zimbos.
It's his family, guys.
Catching feelings is...
So, okay, how did he announce that he has two wives?
He put... I don't remember the exact words.
Was it a picture?
People don't quote me. So, there was a video
yeah.
and a picture.
Okay.
So, I think... the picture was first and then the video was second. I don't know in which order. Mm. So he first put a picture and then he said, we are a family, blah, blah, blah. Like a normal, I would call it a PR statement, honestly. Yeah. Yeah. We are a family. What brought us together is love, blah, 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 the nitty-gritties. Mm-hmm. And then he then put up a video and then just a general video talking about, I don't even remember what it was, just saying, oh, that's Ningi. Babe, in fact,
Babe one, called Babe two.
No, not Babe one, Babe two. Wait, B one, B two bananas. He was like, Babe, you're on camera to the second wife.
Yeah,
I believe that's the second wife because she was married recently.
Yeah,
and she was speaking in Tswana.
Okay.
Then yeah. Mm. Wow. Then moved because there were other people in the room. Said Ningi, say hi to the camera. Ningi, say hi to the camera. Went to the first wife and said, Mutsa. Mutsa turned, you're on camera. And then she was like, hi. And then she turned and all that and all that. Mm-hmm. And people were up in arms. Why? Because they were saying no woman would ever sit for that.
No, I beg to differ.
Continue.
Okay.
Before I say anything.
Right. First of all, I sort of have an admiration.
In fact, let me say this. It seemed like some people were saying no woman would stand for this.
Mm.
And then the other half majority men were saying, well done to you. You are not having, like, you're not cheating in such a way.
Uh-huh.
You actually brought this woman into the house. So now it's legit.
Yeah.
You get it? What,
did the second wife come in from being smaller?
No,
or
I don't think so.
I don't know because no one has a timeline.
But that's what I'm saying, Skittles. I think I find it actually admirable for a person who wants to do body catch come out in the open and say, listen, I don't want to get married by, I forgot which chapter it is, where you can only have, where it's a monogamous marriage, right? Where he comes up in the open and he says, listen, babe, inini, I want to have many wives. So you could be my first wife, but there are obviously going to be others to follow. And then as the woman, you then decide if that's what you really want.
Or not.
Right. I admire that because it's, like you said, it's out in the open. And I've accepted that's it because I love this person. Mm. And I'm going to have to then co-wife with the other chick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
As opposed to a guy who then, you know, sort of has his wife and then has like the side chick and then decides to smuggle in the side chick and say it's my second wife when technically no. Chapter 5.
Forgetting
pause. There's the one chapter.
There are two chapters to this.
Yeah, in terms of marriage, if you go to the court,
yeah,
you can get married under chapter, can someone Google? I'm sorry, I forgot. And when he did business law, it came up.
There's serious?
Yes. There's one chapter where you have to be monogamous, where you're married. Where
say
most
it again.
People.
Say it again.
The most people who are married in Zim are married under that chapter.
Where, the monogamous.
Yeah. Where you get married to one partner. And then, in a lot of communities, especially Kumamisha, and I'm sure Kumapostori and what, they get married under a different chapter where they are able to have a polygamous marriage.
Marriage.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
By law, and they can lawfully do that. It's allowed by the law. But yeah,
I'm getting a chapter 5, yeah?
Chapter 5, enjoy one partner.
Think so. Or customary marriage. Customary marriage. Zimbabwe Customary Marriages Act.
Yeah.
That's chapter 5.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark. Lawyer Mark. Gweta Mark.
Adipashonas.
And what's the polygamous one?
Mighty Chagi. Anyway, continue.
Continue with what you're saying.
Yeah, so I think it's just fair on their part to just give that disclaimer and say, good, if you know you like a lot of women, guys, just be open and say,
okay,
I'm just saying, but there are people who definitely would want. If you're good to Skittles, right, and Skittles is so in love with you and whatever, she might actually be like, you know what, it's fine, I think I could do this. Right?
Some women.
Because Kudara, I also used to be a bit judgy and be like, oh my gosh, she's the second wife. Like, she knew there was another wife. Like, oh my gosh. But there's some people who are actually like, no, you know what? And I love this person. Why not? You know, we're sharing a husband. It's not like he's not going to come. And we know Kutitiri too. I know he's not cheating on me because I know she's definitely there.
The chapters are, how do you read this? Chapter 5,
point
section
11?
Yeah.
Yes, chapter
verse 11.
That's the one where you marry one.
They refer it to, as chapter 37. That's the one for one spouse.
One husband. Oh, they refer to it as chapter 37.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is chapter 5. Section 7, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And where also you can called chapter 2.
I don't know why they have different names. But yeah, so they're those
two. I guess they're coming from the old constitution.
That's what I'm thinking.
So basically, that's that. So this legal woke moment was brought to you by Spiro.
Don't go to Miri because you just went. I didn't know. Honestly, I actually didn't know there was something like that.
My mom watched people get married to one partner, and that's it.
Yeah.
And it's all honky dory in Zimbabwe.
That's
okay.
What I thought. I actually didn't know how it works.
Serious.
It's one of those things I never thought there would be a law for it.
We actually got to work with a guy who's got 3 wives,
wow.
I think.
How do you have 3 wives in your house?
No, how do
they
manage?
Not fight? Do they not? Because
I don't know. I feel
no, haven't my question. Watched? My question is about the sex. You know, I mean,
I'm serious though.
You want 3 women, so you have to make sure you've got the stamina to maintain those 3 women. Second of all, I'm sure they obviously have like a timetable.
There is a man who actually did that. He would do 1 week first wife, 1 week second wife.
You'll do them literally.
1 week third wife. And he wanted to get a fourth. I don't know what happened with the fourth.
Wow.
Would you two get into
Isn't there a show in South Africa known as Istanbul?
Yeah, it is there.
With the wives, and they're actually glammed up. It's like a modern polygamy type of thing. And they all get along like a house on fire. So I'm just saying, there are people who are actually up for that. Which is not, and I think, to a certain extent, I've done with no pressure, to be. Because he's satisfied with us. If he wants another woman, he would just say, I want to get another wife. It's open. It's basically a quote unquote open, closed
relationship. Yes.
And you know, obviously, they probably go through all the tests and everything. It's now only up to the partner, the new wife, with EA, she's not stepping out, whatever.
But obviously, must like we need them as well.
I don't think, you know what, when
Skittles,
they, most of
that.
Me,
Personally, I wouldn't.
I don't know if I will be able to. Probably, honestly, half of my heart is saying probably if there's a lot of money, I'll probably do it so that I don't have problems.
Wow.
Skittles really is a slay queen.
I know, right?
Yo.
Well, yeah.
I'm just going to say that.
She's in it for the money.
Yeah. Mm.
She's in it for the money.
I silenced you, right?
She wants her husband to be a poverty.
Go and get yours, girl. Go make that money.
Please. You know what? I just said it for the shock factor. I don't think I would do it. I'm just too emotional for that.
What's next? Someone wants to take you to Casamias from Roko Mamas to Casamias.
You know what? I think in that case you have to be psychologically strong.
You do.
Because you
and physically too.
No, it's not about, because anyway, physically I don't think so, because obviously your man is going to sleep with another woman for
you,
1 week.
And also,
right? So uri off ipapo. I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Besides that,
listen, the psychological aspect of it is what I'm worried about, because I know as women we kind of get attached to somebody. Mm. Now you are seeing your man having some other wife there. I don't think it feels good.
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of jealousy and spitefulness, but.
Hey, some people survive.
Yeah, some people just
it
want
is what
that
it
life,
is.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah.
Would you do it? Mark?
No.
You know, we love saying
no. I'm not that strong.
You're not that strong to...
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. But you know, there's something called polyandry.
What's that? Miri, what are you now talking about today?
It's polyamory.
Polyandry is when a girl can take a lot of husbands.
Yeah, I've seen a story.
There was actually a story.
Yeah,
this lady from
the
UK, who actually happens to be Zimbabwean.
I remember
and she's
that.
She's married to two husbands. So, Mark, would you want to be a second husband?
No, I'm not very good at sharing.
I don't think any man would want that.
Any normal man.
Exactly. Normal. I feel like
so what are you saying about those who do it? They're not normal.
Wow. It's like 1%. Not even 1%. I think it's like 0.1% of the population.
I think they're doing something wrong.
I'll do it if she's got money.
Slay king.
Yeah.
Slay prince.
Oh my
anyway.
God. Okay. Moving on.
Next up is
Mark wants to be a kept man.
Wow.
Do you think, in fact, we're going to talk about that next?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Really, the filling station, please. Bear in mind, I'm recording.
Did you meet out the filling station?
What was the filling? No, I can't.
Welcome to the filling station. Today, our filling station is... it was about the kept man, because it's in line with that. So there's this tweet. The same way women are not repair centers for badly raised men, men are not poverty eradication plans for lazy women.
Amen! Who said that?
But you want to
be... Who said that?
It's actually... Her handle is at... Marshmallow.
Wow.
17.
Okay.
Marshmallow.
M-U-S-H.
Oh, marshmallow.
Yeah.
Marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
Oh, okay. 17. So basically men shouldn't be poverty eradication people.
Yeah.
Yes. Guys, I'm also tired of dating broke girls. Yo, I can't be the one who's always taking you out. Take me out. It's nice to be taken out. No, serious. It's nice. Can't be always buying.
No, at Mark, my problem with this whole... I don't have a problem with this thing, but I've noticed that you guys...
What?
...seem to go after those that do not have money.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're like low maintenance.
Wow.
You know, I actually... I have... Out of all my friends, and remember, I do have quite a number of guy friends. They always say...
Skittles is a twillip.
I'm not a twillip. These are friends I know.
Oh, real life friends. Okay.
Real no.
Rocco Mama friends.
Okay.
Okay. Skittles, your friends.
So, all my friends have at one point said we don't want to date broke women. But if you see, because over time they've gotten girlfriends and all that and all that, they seem to just go for these ones that they take out.
Okay,
so I'm wondering.
All the time.
So the same.
Are they broke women?
I don't. No, they're not exactly broke, but
they're not broke, but they're also not putting in the effort to do the thing.
The psychology.
Yeah.
Is a man you have to take off your woman, right?
See, so don't complain when I come to you and I want to be taken out.
Me, I'll complain because I
what for.
Because I want to be taken out.
Then go for that girl who has the BMW.
Where do I find them?
You know what, Skittles, no. I don't think it's about that woman who has the BMW or that woman who has the things in check or whatever. I think it's a matter of just reciprocating in a relationship.
Thank you.
Because sometimes I don't want to cook, right? Mm-hmm. And then I can be like, Shabe, Jimbo, to be Kiraoka or something. Like
how many
that.
Men are going to do that?
You know what? Also want that?
I'm just saying, Skittles, I'm just saying, right? Obviously, if you know your person enough and they can do that for you, then they'll do it for you. In the same sense that if Bay feels that, you know, I want to be taken out. You should be like, you know what, let's go out to eat. It's on me. Or if you find something in town or whatever, when you're doing your errands, whatever.
Then
like,
you say,
Bay would probably like this. Bay, that one, cap. You know? It's
Mirika.
It's like, it's reciprocating a relationship. You can't be expecting one person. Like you're saying, just as we shouldn't expect women to be emotional, what is baggage, Chi? Emotional baggage.
Repair centers.
What if I also want Bae to be an emotional repair center? Nah, I want him to be my therapist. I want him to be an emotional pillow.
I would never want that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it happens.
Because in a relationship, auntie, you'll be like, oh, Bae, oh my gosh, I just had the worst day ever. You know, work was like this. Auntie, do emotional repair center?
Yeah, it is.
Because you're looking for, you want me to listen, girl.
Aren't you? You're coming to tell me.
But then now you're just saying don't talk. Because then if you can't listen to my not so
interesting stories from work or from your drama,
then
what if the times when you are having bad mood swings? We all know as ladies we have mood swings all the time.
A lot.
It's just a matter of reciprocating, guys. I feel like sometimes
a thing with you ladies.
Yeah.
Mood swings, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's actually a thing. Not even gonna deny it.
Terrible. We can't even deny it.
Ladies, if you are listening, take out your boyfriends. Also want to be taken out.
Guys, these things aren't clear cut. You shouldn't also be, you guys, in relationships, you shouldn't be expecting someone to do something for you just because you did something for them. Because it's like, seriously. Like,
no, that's the same
as saying, okay, you know what? That's the same as me going into a relationship right now and saying, I'm getting a boyfriend right now because I want him to buy me flowers every day. I want him to buy me flowers once a week.
Where I'm coming from is, you know, this the law of diminishing returns.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
I don't know if I used the correct term.
Okay.
Whereby I'm saying, the more I do something, I also expect something in return. I'm not saying I want it like all the time, but just the thought of saying, wow, this person is so considerate.
I don't know if that's the law of diminishing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I used the wrong term. But that's what I'm saying. Miri, if I'm going to buy you flowers every week, I love you, you're my girlfriend, I'll buy you flowers every week. But there comes a point in time where I just start thinking, but guys, munuyu asaskuna my effort, you know? It's a matter of your effort being appreciated.
But what if your effort is in another form? Because remember, the thing called love languages, hey?
But love language is acts of service.
I want you to service my car.
Okay.
I want you to help me run errands. Okay. Or I want you to help me run errands, for example. And then you will. And then you're just sending me presents. Yes, I'm appreciative of these presents, right? But because it's something that's not really my love language, I won't obviously appreciate it as much as you would appreciate it because you like getting gifts.
Yeah.
So in any also, I might not understand receiving gifts is your love language.
As obviously.
In any, I would think maybe physical touch is your love language. So I'll be pampering you with hugs and kisses. And smooches, hey? And you and school appreciate.
I do understand that. And I'm saying, can't we allow maybe for once in a while for you to cross the road and you come and reward me in my love language, not your love language?
Because if you don't,
most people don't even know.
People should have that conversation. Kuti, babe, in I'm your girlfriend, what would be a nice thing for me to do for you? And then you'd be like, oh, babe, oh my gosh, it'd be so nice.
What if the person actually doesn't know?
The girls would like anything. Yeah. Oh, no, what's up? And this here.
Listen, you know what? I've actually discovered that there's a section, as much as we, like the three of us here, might know our love languages. There's actually a section of people that don't even know what that is. If you ask them, oh, what do you want me to do for you? They'll probably say, I don't know anything. You know, there are people like that.
I hate such
It gets to a point where you now have to figure out, okay, probably you might like this.
Now you have to stalk your Facebook account, try to see what she
friend.
Likes. Ask the friends.
Yeah, or ask the friends. Yeah. You see, so some of these things, in trouble.
No, people don't believe in those things, unfortunately. You know, it's only the woke people like us, ne? Yeah, we'll work like that. Mm-hmm. It's only the few of us who understand those things. The rest, like you're saying, they don't understand why.
They don't. There's a lot that they...
Because, okay, fine, all right. Even what I told you, gift giving. Something that might seem valuable to you, to me, might not be valuable.
To the next person.
To the next person, to your bae watch. So maybe, Mark, unaku tengerwa ma Nike edition 100.
You know?
Abuda mna 2018. And then bae decides to buy you a pair of Bluetooth headphones.
Oh.
Which is still okay.
Yeah, which is still okay.
Which is still like, oh wow, that's gonna make. But then
can you imagine? Only for someone to just can and this game aruva.
This is the reason.
That's true.
I'm
used to be that girl, guys. I admit I used to be that girl.
Wow.
I used to think that flowers are just, why would you get me flowers? Like what the
hell? Still,
but now I'm more appreciative of them because I think flowers are beautiful. My favorite are sunflowers, you know. Gorgeous.
Yeah, just putting it out there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just putting it out in the universe. You never know whose ears it might be. But my also was surprised when I'm a sunflower.
I don't think flowers would do for me.
You see?
Yeah.
Your type is a good chichi and did you get my room?
Yeah. No,
for me I think gifts are just not a thing.
Because I know there are a lot of girls. I know there are a lot of girls.
Seems so.
Like,
I can't even ask you to buy me a gift. Like it's just
talking about my headphones.
That would be nice.
I know there are a lot of people, a lot of girls who don't like chocolate.
I and don't eat chocolate.
And a lot of guys assume that.
See, so all the things that you might think of, I might not like. Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, okay.
Second day.
You see? There we go. And then I like gadgets.
It was the max. You know what conversation you meet offline? It's all right. It's bad.
All right. Mary. No, I.
Okay.
But then for me, the tweet.
Okay. Mary.
You know what, guys? Okay, guys listening out in the podcast sphere, please comment on our Noog Nation page or say something. Surely I cannot be the only one who is just observing this weird thing here, okay?
But so, this is the first time this is happening, though. Guys, you can't pin
Please, if you go on Twitter, go to Skittles page or go to Mark's page and see how many interactions they have on Twitter on a weekly basis. I have closed my case. My V11 is denial on my screenshot.
What my bone of contention with Skittles is she hates Migos. Yeah?
That's it.
Migos sips water.
She sips water.
Guys, let's end the show, okay?
And
we see you. Anyway, Mary, where can people catch you?
Okay, you can find me on Twitter. I'm Happiness Chaser. You can find me in the Noog Nation group on Facebook, or you can look for me on Facebook, Mary Nyakudzuka. Or you can check out my blog. I know I've been saying I'm going to write a blog post.
I
got busy. Cupcakes came. So the Best Advances series. Or you can Google mirinyakunzuka.wordpress.com.
Awesome.
Cup Town Cakes. Shout out to Cup Town Cakes. Yeah. Yo, my cake.
Yes. Oh, come shout on. Out to they're amazing.
Did you see the Happy Birthday ones from yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go put those up on the Noog Nation group.
Those ones,
Those are arguably the best cupcakes in Harare.
Mark,
Chocobatai kupi.
Kinds, Mark. Mirindo nyora food K.
Y.
K.
Y.
Y.
M. E. S.
M. A. R. K. So that's Kinds, Mark, on Twitter. This is by Instagram, Too Ugly. Facebook, not too active these days. I'm actually thinking of deleting my Facebook account.
Why?
Because Mark Zuckerberg.
You people are segregating Facebook, guys.
Yeah, because
Facebook is just.
Facebook is now just in a mess. Yeah. Yo, I'm thinking of deleting my Facebook account. But, anyway, so Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, and me, Twitter, she is Skittles,
with
Facebook.
The good hair.
Oh my gosh, Mark. Facebook, Rumbi Mandi Mutsera. And you can also find me in the Noog Nation group. This has been Nayona and the other guys.
Minus Onai.
With me. Where we do crazy, where people talk a lot, okay?
Yeah.
Right.
No, according to Onaiwa, what? Unfiguring life in 30 or so minutes.
Unfiguring out adulthood in 30 or so minutes. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes and Google Podcasts. Yes. And we're out.
Tobatan.
Bye. And now. Capital 263.